see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about
the beast. You know it when it hugs your hips, when it compliments your shoulders, when it fits so well, you can take on.
Your mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and man got to look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rum in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program. The host is Thomas Gamble. That's me. And we're here again this afternoon. It's hot this afternoon, I'm going to tell you what. And I ain't talking about the weather. I got a lot to reveal, a lot to talk about. You all got to know some things, people that's changed out. I got to do some exposing. I have to. I have no choice. Because you all need to know about the Christian identity. You got to know the connection between this Yahweh, Yahshua, Yeshua, Yahuwah, whatever, and the fraudulent name, the real name is Jesus Christ. There is no other name. And this effort of bringing in Yeshua, Yahushua, that we can't even sometimes pronounce, is part of the Christian identity. Eli James, Jerusalem Bible, all this stuff, we got to be exposed because it's picking up steam and it's linked up to the British Israel. It's linked up to Anglo-Saxon something or another, Hebrew roots movement. All this stuff is connected. Shepherd's Chapel, Westboro Baptist Church. Right, all this is connected to an effort to fool the American public, the world actually, about who Sananda Emmanuel really is. And it's a fallen angel. And he's coming. He's coming. He is the false prophet. It's not the Pope. That's ridiculous. It's not the Pope at all. The Pope is nothing more than another Jesuit. As the Pippi Orsini and Adolfo Nicholas are nothing but Jesuits in the Roman Catholic Church. That's all they are. They're slaves of the fallen angels. That's who they are. It's nothing more than that. Queen Elizabeth II, all the rest of them, kings and queens, they had nothing, man. They're nothing but slaves of the fallen angels. And this is what's really going on today. And when disclosure happens, there will be a re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church. All they'll do is morph into the New Age movement. Roman Catholics don't know this yet, but they will be abandoned. They will be left with nothing. Then they will be restructured very soon afterwards, as supported by Protestant ministers and pastors and so forth, to support the Vatican, as will clerics, as with rabbis, as with imams and whatever else they got going on, to support the New Age movement based on secular humanism, Hinduism, Buddhism. That is the enemy. And supported by secret societies, not only within the United States, but also Europe. The enemy is the secret societies in the world. That is the synagogue of Satan. You see? The last great preacher, evangelist, was David Wilkerson, who was assassinated. There's no doubt about that. He would not cave in like all the rest of them have. I mean all of them. Billy Graham, Copeland, Hagee, Joyce Myers, the whole lot of them are caving in to the New Age movement. You don't have to know the name of Jesus. The love of God is wide. No, it's not. It's narrow. And yes, Jesus Christ is the only way. And the King James Bible is the only true word of God with evidence. And not one of them ever and will never refute what's the truth. And that is that the King James Bible is the only true word. It's impossible. They can't do it. They claim they can. They cannot. Put up or shut up is what I say. So don't put up. What they do is they block you. And they run away. Well, isn't that cruel toe? It's about time somebody stood up and spoke out. And stopped being so neely-weely about it. It's time to speak up. Shout it out. You see, when you know the truth, stand up for it. It don't matter who goes against you. It doesn't matter. Greater is He. When you follow Jesus Christ, you're going to catch it, though. It's not going to be a smooth sailing. Nuh-uh. Never has been and never will be. But the time of separation is coming. There is a separation. It's called the wheat and tares, and if you look hard, you might find it in the Bible. And a matter of fact, while I'm talking, you can go to Matthew 10:33-42 right now and let Jesus Christ tell you exactly what the separation is. It's not coming together. It's witnessing to those that will hear, then will look for themselves and approve themselves to study themselves. That's led by some cult group like Shepherd's Chapel or Herbert Armstrong or the Church of God, Chuck Smith, all that. No, man, get out of there. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. All of them. You know, and they're all falling down to it. Pat Robinson and all of them in TBN, Gloria, whatever her name is, all of them, Eastern Stars. Family, they're closing in on you. And because people are afraid of conflict, or they're stuck in a church that is preaching the NIV Bible, the New American Standard Bible, and they are corrupted. You know, really, that was awkward. I couldn't get the words out fast enough. If it's corrupted, you go away. You leave it. I don't care if I had a father or a mother or whatever, father, was preaching. I don't care. If they're preaching wrong, I'm going to separate myself from the family. I'm gone, man. I'm out of there. I love them and all that, but I ain't sticking around. No, sir. I'm gone. You see, I go somewhere else. I don't care what member of the family it would be. Doesn't matter. Jesus Christ is more important than the country. Jesus Christ is more important than the family. Jesus Christ is the most important person in your life. Because He's coming back and He will judge every man, woman, and child that's ever lived on the face of this planet since the day Adam and Eve was created. We'll all be judged. That's important to know. You know, you got to know this. You got to get ready for it in your heart. Those that's dead, it's been done already. The next judgment they go through will be the great white throne. The worst case will be the worst case is thrown in the lake of fire. And the best case will be separated from God forever. Separated from God, you're not going to annihilate and die and just disappear and dissipate like steam. Your soul will be connected back with the body that died, and it'll be made glorified, but it'll be translated into a permanent body. And it'll be in hell forever. Family, don't play with this. And if you judgment seat of Christ, you've taken Jesus Christ as Savior. There's rewards there, but it's not about the rewards or the crowns of, which are five of them. It's not about that. It's about helping other people to see the light and pray that divine appointments are set up, that you're led in that path, that once you've accepted Christ as Savior, you become obedient. He's going to work on you. When He trusts you, He will set up divine appointments so that you can witness what you've just learned. For others that have the ears to hear, the heart to eyes to see, and the heart to accept. Family's coming down to it. How much longer is He going to last? This patience that He has with us. With us, His patience has been going on for centuries. And with us turning away with homosexual marriage, with taking the Ten Commandments out, with supporting, you know, these wars and all this, family's going to come a tipping point. He's going to let Satan have his way with America. It's not so much that as I don't pray for the return of America at all. I pray for the return of Jesus Christ, for goodness sakes, a lot. But the return of Jesus to this planet. And before that happens, a tribulation will happen. But what's going to happen, though, before that occurs, is the peace and prosperity period. You see? And that will lull many into a false sense of security. And then they'll be slam dunked in the second seal. That is the real World War III. All this stuff they got now and in the Ukraine and all this is to keep our minds off the financial situation. It's distraction. It's just amazing how the news and media and all these so-called talk shows at the highest level are we're in World War III, are we going to go there, blah, 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 and all that stuff. Family, it's all distraction. It's all scripted. Putin and Obama and the Vatican, they all work together. It's scripted out. It's all scripted. You see? And what's the real threat that they're going to throw at America, excuse me, at the world, is a so-called extraterrestrial threat. That's what they're preparing for, to use an excuse to bring us under the New World Order. And that's documented. Everything I tell you is documented, or I'll say, well, this is my opinion based on the following documentation or a series of documents or evidence. If my opinion is stated, it's because I got evidence that reading the evidence leads up to an opinion. Otherwise, it's a fact that I'm telling you these things. But it doesn't matter. You do your own research. Do your own. Don't wait for someone to tell you. You see? If I can do it, anybody can do it. Yeah. Well, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And get started. Before I get started, remind you all several things here. Write it down if you'd like. We weren't told the truth, but TME, when I was at the TME before, TalkStream Live, they had a conflict of that wasn't about payment necessarily. It was about hate speech kind of things, you're racist kind of nonsense, Christian identity, all this stuff that causes hate, malcontent, and it was about the shows and so forth being played, so they just separated. I'm back on TalkStream Live just to see what's going on. if you would, when you get an opportunity, come to the website by going to TalkStream Live first, and then plug my name in, Thomas Gambill, and then enter my website through that means and see what happens. I'm just curious, because I'm trying to expand only to get the word out. That's it. In the past 7 days, the Facebook, because of several postings, in the past 7 days, received 84,000 visits. I said, what? And the website itself has been visited and used 2,400 in January, 2,600 in, give or take, in February. And all I'm looking to do is get the word out. All I want to do is tell the truth about what's going to give you clues. You can do your own research. You do it yourself. Don't wait for other people to do it for you. You know, I just have a sense of urgency, that deception, and I'm going to give you some ideas today. Oh, exactly. And show you how they operate. So, also remind you that for those in Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, we are broadcasted randomly at highpointradio.net. That's highpointradio.net. And John Kirkler, he owns it, and he's expanding one tower every month. So he's increasing his radio program, and those up there that's hearing him through his antennas and all that, his broadcasting, go ahead and help him there. He's got sponsors, and y'all help him up there. And my only part of this is he plays our, I've told him, go ahead and play, download our MP3s and play our broadcast and our Bible studies as well. We're played also simulcast at KBLU Radio at Blue Raven Network in Colorado also. And in Monday nights, another network, I'm on Monday nights from 8 to 10, RevelationRadioNetwork.com. Somehow or another, the .org isn't working for now, so .com. They own all of it, actually, .com, .org, others, whatever you can come up with. But .com, I think, is working. So get out your pen and paper today, because we're going to go sailing. Man, I'm going to tell you, I don't know about y'all, but I have a sense of urgency. I've always had one now. I want to talk today about Christian identity, about the Bonus Army, because I'll tell you why it's coming up. Bonus Army was back in 1930, but it's got everything to do with what's going on today. It's coming up again. And then we'll talk some about Lent. And I hate to tell you this, but yeah, you probably figure what I'm getting ready to say, don't you? Lent is absolutely a pagan ceremony. Just like Christmas and Easter, horribly, terribly. You got to know these things, because when we participate in them, you're to the dark side to operate in you. That's what happens. If I play the Ouija board, oh, I'm just going to play the little pink. Oh, yeah, they got them pink now. Pink Ouija board, that can't be bad. Come on. Well, yeah, it is, because I give permission, literally, to be possessed. I know that sounds kind of way over the edge, but the supernatural is just that, way over the edge. And it's what operates today. It's been operating since the days of Nimrod. It was operating in the days of Noah and before Noah. And as the days of Noah, so shall it be in the end times. It's going to pick up steam. And was it rooted in the New Age movement? Was the New Age movement rooted in the ancient mystery schools of religion, shamanism, Mithraism, Zoroastrianism? The Catholic Church is the cover for the New Age movement. Teilhard de Chardin, a Jesuit priest, was the father of the New Age movement. That should be a clue. The mother of the New Age movement was Helena Blavatsky. And that was preparation for soon to come the re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church. So, the ancient mystery schools of religion, which branches out to be secular humanism, which controls all colleges, all public schools, through the Freemasons, and Roman Catholicism, was what it re-spiritualized into, to hide it, until such time that man came to receive it, under the guise of love, freedom, peace, but that's the lie that people will find out when they are placated. And that's what the second seal is all about, and the real Third World War. Documentation for the Third World War is virtually irrefutable. The history is there. Family, prepare spiritually for what's yet to come. Get your house in order. There will be families to divide and separate. It's not about bringing people together at all. If you read right now, Matthew 10:33-42, you'll see what Jesus Christ tells us is coming. So, you know, this is what I see very important. All right, family, I want to dedicate the broadcast and I want to get to it. We're going to talk about news today and what's behind the news. The Bonus Army and Christian Identity. And what else did I say? Lent and whatever else comes up. Now, that's my plan. I can't guarantee I'll hit there because I don't know where God sometimes leads me. Tonight is Bible study, 7:30 to 9. And certainly I will talk about creation, the beginning of it, which is part two, actually, just continuation of what we were talking about from the last time. And I'll do a refresher tonight. And the principalities and what that consists of. As above, so below. And this goes way beyond the health care bill, Agenda 21, FEMA and all that. That's just, those are just distractions along the way. Are they going to be part of our lives? Yeah, probably. Yep. Verichip, microchip, mark of the beast and all that. Yeah. But family, people are forgetting that God's in control. They keep forgetting that the tribulations are going to come. That will change everything. Which side are you going to be on? Lord, we pray today, we lift this broadcast up to you, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity we have. Lord, you've led us this far. We thank you for this network. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we've agreed to work. And Father, that you will guide us with your Holy Spirit to give us the words, touch our hearts together. Lord, we'll see the truth. Open up our hearts, open up our minds, and protect us with the blood of Jesus to keep us away the those to cause interruptions, the spirits, other interruptions, Lord, that any interruption is reverted back, and the Spirit of God will touch the hearts of those causing it. And Father, that you'll set up divine appointments that we can witness to others. And Father, to guide us when we're tempted, when we're pushed into another path, that you'll give us conviction of the heart, Lord, to put us back on track, straight and narrow. That you'll lead us away from temptation. Father, we do pray for our family members that are close to us, that that you'll bring their minds back, or you'll heal their bodies, or, Lord, you'll set up divine appointments that by sanctification, that, Lord, the Holy Spirit would touch their hearts too. That when we have an opportunity to witness for the love of Jesus and about being born again, that, Lord, you'll put in our hearts the words to say, an opportunity to which to preach the gospel to those seeking. But, Lord, to open up our own hearts to make sure, Lord, that we don't lose, that we don't lose that connection by sin. The conviction of our heart will remind us not to stray. Father, we pray for returning veterans. We know, Lord, they've been targeted, even by their own country, but by the Illuminati, they've been targeted for destruction. That, Lord, that you render null and void the effects of these psychotropic drugs, the effects of the microchips put in their bodies. And, Father, to set up divine appointments in the times that you know, Lord, that since you know the end from the beginning, that divine appointments will be set up to sway them from thoughts of suicide. That, Lord, we know about the voice-to-skull technologies, and, Lord, you'll silence those voices to give them rest. And, Lord, to touch the hearts of those in the VA and bring out the ones, Lord, that have the good hearts and want to help the veterans, that, Lord, you'll give them the opportunity. And to silence those, Lord, to silence those that try to silence the others, that, Father, you'll work on the Veterans Administration. That you'll bring out whistleblowers and those to help those veterans, Lord. And, Father, we pray for the children being abducted, for these sacrifices coming up. And, Lord, you strip down the protection of the Wiccan covens that are out there. And, Lord, even through that stripping down, that, Father, there'll be those that where the Holy Spirit can bind to their hearts, that there'll be a conversion. But, Lord, we pray that you take the sacrifices away from them. And, Lord, we call upon you to strip down with your warring angels, to strip down the protection of these fallen angels and expose them for who and what they are. Lord, we pray for strength and wisdom in the spiritual warfare. That's why, Father, we pray that your Son, Jesus, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, we are taught this history of our country and so forth, and it's so ingrained in us that anything out of the ordinary that takes us away from the way we're trained in grade school, high school, college, and the fact that, you know, you've got this, I'm not going to say this right, but you get the idea. The, you know, come a lot or whatever it is that you get your full-paid scholarship or you got your 4.0 or whatever. They give them degrees. They give them or scholarships. They give them awards. The Rhodes Scholarship Program only accepts those students like Billy Bob Clinton, Naomi Wolf, Wesley Clark, all sports, whatever they are, Rhodes Scholars, they are identified for one purpose and one purpose only, to work for the Illuminati. Don't matter who it is. If they're a Rhodes Scholar, for whatever profiling has been done, they've been profiled to Illuminati. And that's a fact, because CISA Rhodes Scholarship stipulates that, or they won't get it. Nobel Peace Prize. Nobel was Illuminati. So it's actually nullified, because they're there to make them look like they're high level, reputable, and whatever work they've done to be taken seriously. But in fact, it's to be opposite, because they're doing it for Lucifer. They're doing it for Satan. Some of them may know it, but they think they're doing the right thing in a lot of cases, like the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. They think they're doing this for the advancement of mankind, so the ends justify the means. They are being deceived. They're not advancing mankind. They're preparing the way for destruction of mankind. And you'd think that they'd be that smart to know that, wait a minute, this is not right. But they don't. Because why? Well, I've just described. The ego, the pride, is before. Even the love of Christ. They pretend they love him, but they couldn't possibly. When they use perverted script, perverted scripture, Bibles, and they're blinded. Now, I'm going to give you an example here. I've told you all before. And I do have a tendency to fire. I don't sometimes really mean to. I don't start off that way, but I don't. I got a tendency to pull things out. It just kind of happens that way. And I got to show you how these people operate, so you'll be able to recognize it. It don't matter who it is, what level of importance that they are. Makes no difference. When they start using the word the Christ, your red flag should go up, because that's identifying the Christ is not Jesus at all. They're talking about Sananda Manuel or Maitreya. Those are two different. Maitreya is the Antichrist, the real one. Sananda Manuel is the real false prophet. Maitreya, we don't know his real name yet, who the Antichrist will be. Right now, write it down or whatever you want to do. Look up the 46 prophecies of the Antichrist. Right now, they've named several people. You know, Prince William, and they've named Obama, and they've named all kinds of names. But it'd be somebody you least expect. You will fill the 46 prophecies of the Antichrist that's in the Bible. He'll fill all of them. I have been in the, I use the YouTube, and I use the Facebook, other places. And I'll enter in, I guess you'd call it a troll or a shill or whatever, I don't know, the ogre or whatever these names are. But I go in, and I look for those that's going against the Bible or those lukewarm, and I'll make a comment based on Scripture. And one of the comments I'll always make to pull them out, and they have a choice. It pulls out preachers when I'm talking to them. It pulls out other people. It's I call it poking. And I poke somebody. And when I do, I say, you know, the King James Bible is the only true word of God, which in fact it is. There are no others. And I just sit back and wait. And they cannot help it. They must respond. Well, I've done it twice now in the past week or so, and I have to tell y'all. This one named Rob Sheba and Fritz Springmeier, and they blocked both of them, blocked me, and I'm going to read what they wrote. I can do that now. And I want you to know how they operate when people turn to the other side. You got to know. Rob Sheba. He's about the Nephilim guy. He'll tell you good information about the Nephilim. Good. But then when I got into a discussion about the Bible and such, here's how it went. Quote, "Personally, I use and love the King James Bible and have for over 30 years. But it's not perfect. I could cite many examples, but I'm not going to play rope-a-dope on this one. Been there, done that. You can't win against any King James Version-only types. I grew up in that environment and know pretty much all the arguments practically by heart. Anyone who promotes the idea that the King James Bible is the only true word clearly has not spent any time researching the matter. So, we'll just have to agree to disagree. But the King James Version Bible is not after your money. Argument takes the cake." He laughs and says, "Whatever. Mine costs at least $20. The copyright arguments is about as lame as it gets. By the way, the King James Version is not public domain." And by the way, it is public domain. "In a number of places outside the United States, the Crown, Queen of England today, still owns the rights." And that's not correct. That's horribly incorrect. It's not true. Continuing. "I know lots of ministries who don't use the King James Bible and yet are just as effective as those who do. Perhaps more so since they don't get at all wrapped around the axle about stuff like this King James only types do. This is just another one of those issues the enemy loves to use to divide the brethren. My advice has always been to get a parallel Bible, which includes the King James. Compare while keeping it good handy as you do," unquote. So then I responded back. And, of course, you can imagine that I was promoting the King James in my way. And then I got a response, and here's the last part. Wrote down, sigh. And here we go. Whee! So predictable. The name here of somebody else that's involved. "King James only types operate as a cult in almost every sense of the word. And they will always resort to vilification, malice, vitriol or something, ad hominem attacks toward anyone who disagrees with them. And so brilliantly displayed above," talk about me. "Anyway, you asked my opinion, which included getting the King James Bible, by the way, and I gave it. Now watch the sparks fly. Enjoy the show. Toodles." That's how they operate. Family, there's only two Bibles ever been written. One stream coming from Origen, a Greek philosopher, Alexander Egypt, is corrupted. All Bibles come from him. And they were further corrupted, fact, 1875 to 1890, by Westcott and Hort, two Freemasons. And they are also ordained warlocks, by the way, in up to 1891. And that laid the basis for every Bible we have today, except for the King James. They can't touch it. They're all perverted. Now, when you read right now, Revelation 22, 18 and 19, God tells you what's going to happen when you use, read, or otherwise, a Bible that's taken away or added to Scripture. It is severe. God's not playing any games with His holy word. His Son died on the cross for that word to be spread. Mankind does not establish what to read, what not to read. The Holy Spirit did. Jesus did. And God the Creator did. Mankind has no clue. Mankind does not know the supernatural. Jesus Christ said that on the cross of Calvary. "Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do." This is very important. Well, just last night, I was blocked from Springmeyer's site, and I have to tell you, this is what he wrote. When I started talking about Sanand Emanuel, about the false prophet, about the King James Bible only, which for me is a compliment. Getting blocked is a compliment, but I need to let you know how the operator is what he says. Quote, "For decades, as a group, I found the King James only people to be unteachable, full of religious venom, even prideful, judgmental, in other words, like the Pharisees. While I value the Textus Receptus break, the Textus Receptus is the basis of the King James Bible. While I value the Textus Receptus and think the modern versions are definitely perversions, is also a perversion of what Jesus taught to go around acting like a Pharisee. Because I know from experience, you don't view me as a brother, yet not interested in what I have to share, but see my Facebook site as a place to act like a Pharisee, I have decided to block you. I was talking about King James only. They always put in there, this is like a script that they're given. And Christian Identity is behind a lot of it. And the Jesuits are behind a lot of it. They all got to say that although I do like the King James Bible, I find it one of the best ones out there. But it's always got that but. Old Bertha comes up every time. A Bertha but. Here we go. But it's got its problems. Well, no, it don't. Because they can never tell you ever of really why it's not perfect. They always give you this ambiguous answer. Always. It's like a cue card that they have. And this is how they sneak up on you. It's happening. When I started talking about, in every case, and I've been blocked like 5 or 6, 7 times or whatever, in every case, what's happened is I started making the connection between Sananda Emanuel, Yeshua, and aliens are all the same, and the King James only, and I'm blocked. Pew! Done. Every time. Because that's what they're afraid of. As a matter of fact, it tells us in the Bible, the same Bible that they supposedly use. In 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, it's clear as a bell. It says in 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. That pretty much tells you what you got to do. Ezekiel 33 talks about the watchman. You are required. You have no other option. But when you know the truth, to sound it off. 1 Timothy 5 verse 20. It's clear as a bell. That them sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear. I can't ignore these scriptures. Titus 1:13. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. How do you get by that? How do I ignore that? You can't ignore it. You see? Titus 2:15. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Doesn't mean I attack them, but they reverse it and say, you attack me. You're being judgmental. That's what Larry King said when Joel Osteen was on there. Joel Osteen denied Jesus. That's what he said to Billy Graham. Billy Graham denies Jesus is the only way. That's recent. They're all coming out in this way. This is hard for me to say, but this was happening. And Robert Shuler and Billy Graham Conversation Family, they're turning away from the true Word of God. And we got to hang in there. You got to hang in there. Because it's getting tough. So, and it's going to come back on y'all too. I've lost 3 jobs, 2 of them because I wouldn't become a Mason. I refused. And that was the reason why. Another one was another reason based on the New World Order and talking to people about it. And I can't help it. It's what I have to do, whether I keep a job, lose a job or whatever. I have to do that. I can't back down from it. I'm not going to. Even if I end up in a dipsy dumpster, I'm not stopping exclaiming the truth. It's not going to happen. It's non-negotiable. So, there. Anyway, I think y'all need to know where these people are headed and how they're sneaking around on you and how they're fooling people. Now, one way that they're sneaking up on folks is through the Christian identity. And it's real sneaky because they're tugging on the strings of Anglo-Saxon and racism and all this other nonsense. And so, family, y'all got to start making a decision. Because God's going to put you on the high, unless he has already. Because we're going to be called to witness. Right now is nothing more than practice for what's yet to come. Now, for all of us, it's going against everything we've been taught, we've learned. And it's hard to get our minds wrapped around it. The changes is coming. But understand, they are required to tell us what's going to happen before it happens. And they're doing just that. And it's up to you to be able to wrap your mind around it and move on. You see. Now, be very cautious of this Church of Christ movement. The Church of Christ is another way that they're deceiving the brethren. Besides all the other, even Baptist churches now are placating. I have like 33 different ways that preachers today are misleading this flock. And eventually I'll discuss those, but lukewarm messages, rock and roll music in the churches, not getting close to these mega churches, that's the purpose of them. I've been to churches when I walked in. Tom, you come to our church? I went to the church. It's big. I said, oh, starting off wrong already. So I go in. They've got TVs outside in the lobby area where you can sit in a lounge chair, drink a cup of coffee from Starbucks, and then watch the preacher on the TV. He's inside this big auditorium. I'm like, man, I'm in the wrong place. And you can see in there when you go in there, if you go in, when they start doing their worshiping, you can see people there seeking the truth. But in the rock and roll part of it, that's pseudo-Christian rock music, you can see lost eyes that they're going along with it, but they're like, something's missing here. Something's not right, but they're clapping their hands, they're standing up, and they're doing all this rock and roll stuff going on. Then a preacher comes out in a pair of blue jeans and a knit shirt or something, and starts talking about quasi-New Age doctrine. But you got to give your life to Jesus, but don't tell you how. You see how they do that. It's tricky. We always talk about what you should do, but never telling you how to do it. That is by design. Now, in the, yep, there it is, Church of Christ, I'm going to tell you exactly. In the Church of Christ, they, wait one second. There it is. It's properly called the Campbellites. It's a so-called Church of Christ. It didn't appear in the pages of church history until about the early 1800s. And the name Thomas Campbell, not Campbell, now, Campbell like in soup, Thomas Campbell, his son Alexander Campbell, they left the Presbyterian Church to restore the true church. So, Thomas Campbell organized the Christian Association then and became an independent church in 1811. So, this one named Thomas was appointed elder. So, Alexander, his son, was licensed to preach. Four deacons then were elected. So, at that time, none of the members had been baptized by immersion. And the first Campbellite church wasn't named the Church of Christ. It was called the First Church of the Christian Association of Washington. So, they had strong argumentative abilities. They're taught this. Alexander became involved in a number of public debates, which is against the Bible anyway. Debating is against the Bible completely. As often corrected by his father for his conduct in these debates, Alexander, his theory was that weeks debating is worth a year's preaching. But needless to say in this, the same spirit of debate is still very present among the followers. You'll find a lot of the debaters today are part of the Church of Christ. So it wasn't until about June 12th of 1812 when the Campbells were started being baptized by immersion. A whole year after starting their church, it started immersion by baptism. So, unable to find the Church of Christ preacher, since there weren't any in 1811, that convinced Matthias Lucci, a Baptist preacher, to perform the service. So, Lucci himself was later rejected by the Baptist brethren. So, the Campbell clan, from 1825 and 1830, called the Reformers. And a traveling preacher is joined by Walter Scott, a baptismal regeneration. So the Campbells embraced his views. They were later joined by Barton Stone, another ex-Presbyterian. And together, these big four were able to take the world into the true gospel. So the Baptists took the position that it was the Reformers who needed to be reformed. So that remains a position today, the Church of Christ, separate from this other Christians. What do they teach? They teach amillennialism, baptismal regeneration, denying eternal security, links up a lot to the Calvinist, denial of a sin nature from birth, requires the Lord's Supper on a weekly basis. Musical instruments are forbidden in worship. You get salvation through works. And they're based on what's called the true church theory. The true church theory is a false theory that the Lord Jesus Christ has a specific religious organization on the earth today. Has a name, membership, leadership. That would make up his true church. You'll find this links into Christian identity. Unification Church is a classic example of a genuine cult. Young Mung Moon, whatever his name is, the moon guy, the Moonies, was born in 1920 in Korea. His family converted to Christianity when he was 10 years old, and he joined a Presbyterian church. So when he's 16 years old, old Moon here claimed that Christ appeared to him and commissioned him to finish the work that Christ, wasn't able to finish. So the work was to save humanity. So then, old Moon here claimed to be the Messiah. He demanded worship from his followers. He changed his name from Young Mung Moon to Sun Mung Moon, the Sun Shining Moon. Young Mung Moon was a dragon shining moon. And Sun Young Moon is a sun shining moon. And it's the Moony Man after meeting up with Park Moon Kim, another Messiah. Goes to Unification Church, reorganized it in 1954. He had a lot of strange beliefs, dabbled in the occult. Members of the National Council of Churches, too, by the way. Very important guy today with a corrupt church. A lot of Baptists, Presbyterian, Methodists, etc., are members of the National Council of Churches. Did you know that the National Council of Churches used to be called the Federation of Churches, funded by the Rockefellers in 1908? Did you know that in 1936, Naval Intelligence classified the Federal Council of Churches as one of the most subversive organizations in America? So they changed their name to the National Council of Churches. And they haven't changed their methods either. It's how they hook people by these associations, 501c3, and all the like. And boy, are they sneaky. And they all link together. Family, all this has got to be exposed because people are falling for it. People are following this hook, line, and sneaker. I do want to remind you, of I've mentioned before, that when you come in, go into TalkStream Live and click on my face there. And I want to move up. I used to always be in top five. Now, this isn't an ego thing. It's not a prideful thing. I'm trying to get people to listen, to think, to do their own research, study the Word of God. And family, all this political mumbo-jumbo, and it's going to sneak up on us. Granted. And they're going to have a financial restructuring. It's going to change your life. But nobody knows when it's going to happen. Matter of fact, they don't even know. Because God is in control. I was on a show about 2-3 weeks ago. And I was a guest on the show. I found it very interesting, too, show. And I'd mentioned in this particular show to the host that was interviewing me about Rothschild was German, Bauer. Oh, that drew a crowd. Ow, that got hot. And they denied that. And this went downhill from then on. In any case, in 1743, by the way, in 1743, oh, hello, testing, testo. Okay. 1743, Mayor Emshel Bauer was an Ashkenazi Jew, born in Frankfurt, Germany. Now, he's the son of Moses Emshel Bauer, a moneylender and proprietor of a counting house. And Moses Emshel Bauer, he places a red sign of the entrance door to his counting house. A shield with a red cross. They created the red cross, by the way. Defined bloodlines. It's not about collecting blood for people. It's about finding bloodlines. And do something else with that blood, too. The sign is a red hexagram. So it geometrically and numerically translates into the number 666. So let me put it like this. If you got preachers there that belong to secret societies, like Boule Society, maybe, or Freemasonry, or Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, has a cross, has a red sign or a red cross in front of it, white background, you got yourself a secret society member. And they'll be talking political jumbo and not about the Word of God. Chuck Baldwin, Manning, the rest of them, family, witness to them, talk to them, pray for them to get away from the political agenda and get back with God. They have no business talking about political issues. God's going to deal with a political issue. It's called the tribulation. But this red hexagram, which under Rothschild instruction will end up on the Israeli flag 2 centuries later. That's your Star of David. Got nothing to do with the Bible. It's a witchcraft. It is about blood sacrifice. It's a hexagram. And our own flag, family, I hate to say this, but I have to. The 50 stars are 50 pentagrams, what they're for. The Arab flags, you'll find a half moon and a star of different configurations. That's about the moon god, Allah. And the star is Lucifer, the morning star. Not the bright and morning star, whole different ball game. The star is indicative of Lucifer, the light bringer. It is a cult all the way around. All the flags, sovereignty, patriotism, pride, all that was designed by Satan to cause us to fall away from the church, the true church of God, through Jesus. I have been a part of this. I've been a part of this, not even knowing it, until I sat back and looked. To take pride in what we do. Yeah, pride. Whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. Hell, pride goes before the fall. Family, what does the Bible say? What does the Bible say? That's what's the most important. And when you get yourself right with God and don't wait around, then you bring your family in and witness. My family don't want to hear it. That's okay. That's all right. Let it go. And then pray about it. Fast about it and pray. Let God work on them. Not you. Let God. You already dropped the seed. That's okay. Don't let them despise you. You see how that works? In 1753, good little Schnapper, a Nazi, future wife of Mayor Amschel Bauer, born to respected merchant, Wolf Solomon Schnapper. Family, it's not about Jews. It's about the secret societies. It goes back to the Egyptians. It goes back to, listen carefully, the tribe of Dan. The first Jew, coming from Hebrew, Israelite, to then Jew, because of Judah, the tribe of Judah, was massive. So even no matter what Jew kind of Jew you were, you're placed under the title of Judah because it was the dominant tribe and became a Jew. All Jews are Jews, they said. However, the tribe of Dan split away from the covenant. The tribe of Dan, the 13th tribe, because they were replaced by Manasseh and another one, Ephraim and tribe of Dan. The tribe of Dan became Jewish merchants. A good example is the house of Saud in Saudi Arabia. The real Jews look like Arabs. tribe of Dan became embroiled, linked up with a fallen angel by the name of Sananda Manuel. Now, what I'm going to tell you is massive. Some of you, I've got a whole lot of new listeners. I can see that already. So I got to explain something here, something you better know. And so you don't freak out on me. Right now, while I'm talking, you can look it up this very moment. If you put down on your search bar, Sananda Emmanuel, S-A-N-A-N-D-A, Emmanuel, and you put down Yeshua, link it up, or Ascended Master, you will find that's exactly what he is, an Ascended Master, a fallen angel, an alien, whatever you want to call him. But what they are fallen angels out of the Old Testament. There are no such thing as aliens. Ascended Masters are nothing more than another description of aliens for the New Agers, so they can consume it, deal with it, embrace it. For the atheists, they're called aliens. But they're the sons of God of the Old Testament. They took physical form. It involves physical, biological alchemy. Bring them into this world through sacrifice of disasters and all that. It has to do with alchemy. I'm not going to get into that right now. Now, if you look at the picture, if you've done it already, you're going to see, and here comes what I'm going to make a statement of, that is who we think is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, is Sananda Emmanuel. Nobody knows what Jesus Christ looks like. That's the first rule. And Leonardo da Vinci had no clue who was sitting where, but Leonardo da Vinci was an avatar of the fallen angel into the occult, as was Michelangelo, as was most of those in our history. I could name you a whole bunch of them are listed as avatars of fallen angels. It was used for a specific purpose, including Columbus, Plato, Aristotle. Oh, I got this documented. Bismarck, Lincoln were used for a specific purpose. This is the real history. He shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie that may fool even the very elect. When they have disclosure, write it down, disclosure is the announcement, the public announcement for all the sleepyheads that are, you call the sheep. It'll be on TV, newspapers, this disclosure of alien race visiting or whatever. Upset life as you know it. Now, this had been planned since early 1900s, actually 1897. Now, I've talked about this before, and I do see we have a whole lot of new visitors today. Quite a few just jumped up. So I'm going to explain to you. And it started off with 1897 with H.G. Wells. H.G. Wells wrote that War of the Worlds broadcast, War of the Worlds novel. That started the thinking. It's called predictive programming. And then in 1917, John Dewey, the father of American education, he was a humanist. And he shares the title with Horace Mann, by the way. And they set the basis of our American education. And they were, in fact, secular humanists. It's documented. And even then, John Dewey actually helped set up the extraterrestrial menace in 1917. As a matter of fact, I got a quote from John Dewey that confirms just that. When he was at planning stage, he made a quote. If you all don't know it by now, I'm kind of putting this together in my head as I go along. I'm not prepared for this, but that's okay. That the plan to create an artificial extraterrestrial menace and threat to this earth, an artificial extraterrestrial threat, did you catch that? Was first mentioned by a Marxist by the name of John Dewey. He said, and I quote, "Someone remarked that the best way to unite all the nations on this globe would be an attack from some other planet. And in the face of such an alien enemy, people would respond with a sense of their unity of interest and purpose." So right now it's not World War III. They're looking, a fake World War III, that they're looking to bring people together. It's an extraterrestrial menace that they're preparing for to scare the dickens out of the entire world with a false flag extraterrestrial, which is a threat to mankind. Now, 5 times Ronald Reagan, very sneaky-like, in 5 speeches, talks about this. See, Ronald Reagan is a cousin of all the rest of the presidents, was also part with Star Wars. Yeah, buddy. Oh, man, if people only knew all this that's going on, is how they're going to sneak up on us with a fake, false Christ, and how they set all this up, and the connection to lead people away from the truth about Jesus Christ. And family, those that know the truth, you're going to have to hang in there. And right now, it's practice. But there's coming a time that it won't be practice anymore. And you're going to be tested. It's like when Jesus said to Peter, "Do you really love me, Peter?" "Well, yes, I do, Christ." Peter, "Do you really love me?" He pretty much says, "Yes, I love you." And he says it a third time. He asks Peter, "Do you love me?" He wants us to make sure we trust him and that we have faith in him. Not just say the words, "Oh, yeah, I love Jesus. Oh, yeah, I have faith in him." Now, give me that NIV Bible. Say what? It don't work that way. Now, there's a speech by Reagan where he talks about this 5 times, as I said before. Here we go. I want you to hear this so you'll know I'm not just blowing smoke. Here we go.
"And more secure for you and your children. I couldn't help at one point in our discussions privately with General Secretary Gorbachev, when you stop to think that we're all God's children, wherever we may live in the world, I couldn't help but say to him, just think how easy his task and mine might be in these meetings that we held if suddenly there was a threat to this world from some other species, from another planet outside in the universe. We'd forget all the little local differences that we have between our countries, and we would find out once and for all that we really are all human beings here on this earth together."
See, all that sounds good, but that's the lure that they're bringing in. Now to the UN. That was to a graduating class that he was addressing. Now here's to the UN.
"I couldn't help at one point in our discussions privately with General Secretary Gorbachev, when you stop to think that we're all God's children, wherever we may live in the world, I couldn't help but say to him, Just think how easy his task and mine might be in these meetings that we held if suddenly there was a threat to this world from some other species, from another planet outside in the universe. We'd forget all the little local differences that we have between our countries, and we would find out once and for all, really are all human beings here on this earth together. Well, I don't suppose we can wait for some alien race to come down and threaten us, but I think that between us, we can bring about that realization. In our obsession with antagonism of the moment, we often forget how much unites all the members of humanity. Perhaps we need some outside universal threat to make us recognize this common bond. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us? What could be more alien to the universal aspirations of our peoples than war and the threat of war? I think this way. I keep in my frustration sometimes, you know, actually,
another one.
Of the things going on in smaller countries and all, there have been about 114 wars since World War II. But I've often wondered, what if all of us in the world discovered that we were threatened by a power from outer space, from another planet? Wouldn't we all of a sudden find that we didn't have any differences between us at all? We were all human beings, citizens of the world, and wouldn't we come together to fight that particular threat?
That's called predictive programming. Now, check this out. In 1991, Kissinger, by the way, boy lives a long time, don't he? Kissinger is leader, orchestrator, manager, whatever you want to call him, of a group called the Star Group under the Tavistock, which is a behavioral think tank in London. Let's link the dots here. Tavistock controls all your colleges and universities. Virtually all of them. MIT, IPS, MIT, Brookings Institute, Wharton School of Economics. Oh, Stanford, Harvard, Princeton, on and on. Rand Corporation, Club of Rome, CIA, MK Ultra Program, University of Rochester, University of Wisconsin. Just goes and goes and goes. Kissinger is also a part of Tavistock. It's been around since 1921. Well, Kissinger is a member, orchestrator, coordinator of what's called the Star Group, 5 points. And this Star Group controls protocols worldwide of all insurance policies. How are they going to screw us over? Banking. That's where the banking is. The banking is not controlled in this New World Order. Jones is wrong. Alex Jones is wrong. The rest of them are wrong. The banking is nothing more than shoeshine boys. That's all they are. Dime a dozen. They can kill them when they want to and replace them with a phone call. It's not the bankers. It's not the bankers. It's not the Jews. It's the secret societies. It's the Luciferians. It's the Vatican, controlled by the Illuminati, that are German and Italian, Roman, tracing all the way back to the pharaohs of Egypt, the monarchies today, the most evil individuals ever in the world, and the families are beyond evil. But Kissinger, the Star Group, is insurance worldwide, had to tell you all that, and banking protocols, total. Real estate protocols, here you go. High tech, like cybernetics, HARP, communications, there you go. And entertainment, Hollywood, every bit of it, all of it, under Kissinger, connected to Tavistock. Tavistock is a behavior think tank that controls MIT, Brookings Institute, the ones I just mentioned, and a whole slew of them here. is controlled by the Royal Institute of International Affairs, which is the Illuminati in London. You have the, under the RIA, Royal Institute of International Affairs, Aspen Institute, Canadian Institute for International Affairs. That's your Illuminati. The Union of Concerned Scientists, but some of them have been murdered. And RIA is a standing member of the Round Table. The Round Table representative meetings includes the following, of which RIA is just a member of. And the other members are Club of Rome, Bilderberg Group, United Nations, Council of Foreign Relations, Illuminati United States, and the Trilateral Commission, and the Gorbachev Foundation. And the Round Table brings together their recommendations to complete the Humanist Manifesto and submits it to the Committee of the 300, which are the Illuminati families I've just talked about a little while ago. That's reality. Now, if y'all militia out there are going to take the New World Order down, you better start in London. And your General Boykins and generals that's targeted our own troops for death with these suicides that's being orchestrated. I've got a study on my website, watchmenforjesus.com. They know about taking down our own troops. You know when it started? 1950. When they targeted our troops and our military strength was targeted for destruction by our own government, controlled by the Vatican, controlled by the Illuminati in Europe, because they all work together, which encompasses some of our own generals. As a matter of fact, in 1993, the Council of Foreign Relations is the Illuminati. Well, just as one example, members during the time of Clinton's era, 11 top-ranking officials in the Defense Department were members of the Illuminati, Council of Foreign Relations, and 7 top-ranking members of the Joint Chief of Staff. When they briefed the Council of Foreign Relations, they're briefing the Illuminati. They work together. They're not about patriotism. General Boykin, Rick Joyner, Oliver North, the rest of them, they're Leonard Horowitz, these are Knights of Malta. Churchill was a Knight of Malta. They take a blood oath against mankind. Family, wake up. But going back to the UFO thing. After Reagan left, Kissinger, that's what I was getting to, in 1991, in 21 May 1991, at a Bilderberg meeting, of course, transcribed from a tape by one of the Swiss delegates, he said the following, I quote, "Today, Americans would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told there was an outside threat from beyond. Whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all people of the world will plead with world leaders to deliver them from this evil. The one thing that every man fears is the unknown. When presented with a scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world government," unquote. Now connect the dots. You got what they're getting ready to do. Well, I got news for him. We don't have an unknown. It takes to me to think that they haven't read Jeremiah, Isaiah, or Ezekiel, or Malachi, or Book of Revelation, because we know what's going to happen. Because that's why they want you in fear, to make it look like that you are facing the unknown. And in fact, they're the ones facing the unknown. not you. So they must upset your... They must upset your faith. If they do, they've won. You must outlast. You must continue on. Family, be strong in the Lord. Forgive others, no matter who it is. We have to. You got to forgive yourselves for what you've ever done. Whether you come back as a vet from Iraq, they purposely put you in positions by design to enhance post-traumatic stress by design. Don't let them do it to you again. They give you those psychotropic drugs. The way to get through it is through the Holy Spirit. Oh, I know. They say if you can find the microchip, you can run a magnet over it for an hour or something, whatever. Family, the Holy Spirit is the way to go. And a lot of our troops hate God because they know the leaders, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, go to the Catholic Church, whatever, are having them to do these things. Therefore, they hate God and they hate the church. Therefore, they're, in fact, look it up, they're going to India when they're to get their money to get back and they get out. They're taking trips to India and other places like that to study Hinduism, Buddhism. And that is the religion of the Antichrist. You're going to find a lot of Hindus lately, it's going to increase, of attacks against Muslims even. Hinduism is going to take a rise up. Watch what happens. The Dalai Lama is the start of it. He's going to increase his influence. Watch what happens. Well, we got coming up, let me see here, first of all. Make sure I don't forget something here. Oh, yeah, there we go. I've been talking about this for a while, about they're going to step on you with this North America. People weren't ready for that. So they put it on the back burner, North American Union. And you all did win. America did win in several states when you stopped the passing of the Real ID Act. You won. You delayed it. The Real ID Act was a national ID card. They failed in passing it. People went against it. Congratulations. But that was one step closer to the RFID chip. So they get everybody on the Real ID Act. That means you get rid of your driver's license, get rid of state's driver's license, and everybody on one card nationwide. Then all they had to do was take that strip and put it as a tattoo on your arm. See, they want you to see the microchip. They put it in dogs and kids and whatever. They test it on our troops in case you get kidnapped or abducted or whatever. As a we got you with the chip. Oh, okay, go ahead and put it on me. See, there have been microchip. That chip, I trace the technology back 30-some years. It controls your behavior. It's the cause of 22 suicides per doggone day. And these Joint Chief of Staff, they know it. And this idea of nose sprays for anti-suicide is almost an insult. And people stand for it. Where's Ron Paul? He's a Rosicrucian, that's why. Where's all the rest of them? They're all part of the secret societies. Every blasted one of them. I'm a former veteran. I'm a U.S. Marine Corps veteran, captain when I got out. I didn't become knowledgeable of this agenda until really 1999, 2004, when I was a security manager for the OSCE in the eastern part of Kosovo. I had the entire eastern region under my control for providing protection for all the UN workers trying to bring Kosovo back together again. Long story. But in any case, all through that tenure of being assigned with the UN organization, I started seeing things I couldn't believe. I saw Al-Qaeda organizations under the name of charity groups operating in my region, protected by my government. I saw the United States Department in bed with the Albanian mafia in parties. I shook hands with with Javed Aliti, and I shook hands with Ramush, Hedonai, Tachi. I said, what are these mafia guys? What are they doing here? And I voiced this out. Why is Al-Qaeda running free in American territory and all through Kosovo security groups? So I started sounding off in meetings. Well, needless to say, my tenure was supposed to be 7 years. It was five. Yeah, anyway. So I went public in 2006. There were five. You'll find some of this on my website. Point is, that's when my eyes were opened up. I said, now start to sound off. But I'm a little guy. I'm not international, whatever. Well, sort of am. But, you know, but in my little world, I hadn't stopped. And I'm not going to. But newsletters and calling people and calling on shows is getting hung up on by all these people because they didn't want to hear on the air what the truth was. It's frustrating. Because I'm trying to inform those on their side that they're still going to be targeted. The ones protecting this agenda are going to be targets themselves. So I became knowledgeable about it when I went to the Congo under a State Department project as project manager in 2006. My knowledge got bumped up. That's when I started seeing the New World Order and what it really was. See, the part of Kosovo was just a small part of it. In 2006, oh, my eyes got opened up big. I saw the whole picture. Here we go. Vatican, Illuminati, Freemasons, the whole nine yards. It all started coming together. And I've been sounding off ever since. And then I drew in, after all that, the spiritual side. I said, oh my gosh, this is all connected to the Bible. Irrefutably. Right there it is. This is how it's going to be carried out in the book of Revelation. Then I started making spiritual connections. Ten unions worldwide. One of them is the North American Union. Was put on the side. Real ID Act was supposed to bring us all together under one ID card. So the microchip is funded by the health care bill. It goes back. Health Education Welfare Department funded the project in 1973 using felons that were homosexual as a group of test subjects. By Dr. Ralph Schwetzbell of Harvard University, of course. Jose Delgado got part of this. Abraham. All of this part of this. And all goes into the mark of the beast, which is the chip. But the mark of the beast is money. The money now, because technology is available, will be consolidated into a microchip. Now, here's the deal, as I said a little while ago. This big old needle, man, they stick that little old chip in that your little hand, the right hand, left hand, whatever. And then a little blood drip come up. Oh, it's terrible. Oh, I don't want that thing in me. But now, they've got it into a tattoo. Don't you notice in sports, Miss Kansas and the Miss America pageant, in the reality shows, everybody's got a tattoo. It's the in thing to do, is wear a tattoo. The tattoo will become the microchip because in vogue. And that microchip controls your behavior. It can kill you in an instant. It can listen to conversations. It can modify your own personal behavior. It can shut you down. It can even actually administer drugs to you. I've got the technology. I've got the patents. It's a fact. And it's part of the reason why you have 22 suicides per day by your troops. I kind of find that significant. Well, this North American Union is now coming up again because they figure they've advanced quite a bit. It's going to start coming up. It'll be masked under peace. It will be a lie. The FDA was asked to approve the creation of genetically modified children. Family, this is old. This is new stuff coming out according to the dates, but this is old technology. Now they're letting it known, be known. You have a Kentucky Baptist church giving away, draws people to Second Amendment celebrations, giving away weapons in churches. Lord of mercy, where are we going with this? And you got that horrific Son of God movie coming out. Not remotely close to the truth. Family, buckle up. Well, in May, here we go. In May, April, May is thereabouts. Allegedly, here we go. What was the last one? Kokesh? Kokesh is controlled opposition. Like Luke Randowski and Craig whatever. Yeah, you got whatever. They're going to have some kind of march on D.C. Now, you're going to have well-meaning veterans that want to take the country back and all that sort of patriotic stuff and whatever. Family, this is replay of the Bonus Army. The attack on the Bonus Army was in 1932. And the military coup they planned, that the Bonus Army didn't know about later, the military coup was planned to take place in 1934. And the attack of the U.S. military against the Bonus Army was designed to actually tick off the Bonus Army in order to use them later in a coup attempt that would be planned 2 years later, called the dialectic. You see, Hoover only ordered to have MacArthur and Major MacArthur and his men to block off Pennsylvania Avenue. But MacArthur, being the power-hungry individual that he was, made his own rules. He burned the shacks and belongings of the families that lived there. He told them how to, he used his sword to cut here and there. They went bayonet of veterans against veterans. Then Eisenhower was part of this whole thing too. They withheld the bonuses to anger the vets so they'd form up. It's a trap. It worked before, actually it worked down in Komonoff, 1917, called Red Square. They want an armed rebellion so bad they can taste it. They would like it to be easy, but they know that people are going to fight. Okay, no problem. It will justify martial law. Now, will they carry it through this time? I don't know. It's planned. Major General Smedley D. Butler was a general that was picked to lead a revolt against FDR. General Butler led him on for about a year. And he double-crossed them. He blew the whistle to Congress about a plot to take over the White House. And they're going to use 500,000 World War I veterans. And that was the Bonus Army. By the way.
You can roughly locate any community somewhere along a scale running all the way from democracy to despotism. This man makes it his job to do these things.
Well, for one thing, avoid the comfortable idea that the mere form of government can of itself safeguard a nation against despotism.
For big business, despotism was often a useful tool for securing foreign markets and pursuing profits. One of the U.S. Marine Corps' most highly decorated generals, Smedley Darlington Butler, by his own account, helped pacify Mexico for American oil companies, Haiti and Cuba for National City Bank, Nicaragua for the Brown Brothers brokerage, the Dominican Republic for sugar interests, Honduras for U.S. fruit companies, and China for Standard Oil. General Butler services were also in demand in the United States itself in the 1930s, as President Franklin Delano Roosevelt sought to relieve the misery of the Depression through public enterprise and tougher relations on corporate action and misdeeds.
More power to you, President Roosevelt. The entire country's behind you, thrilled with hope and patriotism.
But the country was not entirely behind the populist president. Large parts of the corporate elite despised what Roosevelt's New Deal stood for. And so, in 1934, a group of conspirators sought to involve General Butler in a treasonous plan.
The plan as outlined to me was to form an organization of veterans, to use as a bluff or as a club at least, to intimidate the government.
But the corporate cabal had picked the wrong man. Butler was fed up with being what he called a gangster for capitalism.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee,
this is Butler,
the highest representation of the American
this is actually
people
Butler speaking.
Subpoena, to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship. The upshot of the whole thing was that I was supposed to lead an organization of 500,000 men, which would be able to take over the functions of government.
A Congressional Committee ultimately found evidence of a plot to overthrow Roosevelt. According to Butler, the conspiracy included representatives of some of America's top corporations, including J.P. Morgan, DuPont, and Goodyear Tire. As today's chairman of Goodyear Tire knows, for corporations to dominate government, a coup is no longer necessary.
Corporations have gone global. And by going global, the governments have lost some control over corporations, regardless of whether the corporation can be trusted or cannot be trusted. Governments today do not have over the corporations the power that they had and the leverage that they had 60 years ago. And that's a major change. So governments have become powerless compared to where they were before.
Capitalism today commands the towering heights and has displaced politics and politicians as the new high priests and reigning oligarchs of our system. So capitalism and its principal protagonists and players, corporate CEOs, have been accorded unusual power and access. This is not to deny the significance of government and politicians, but these are the new high priests.
Now, see, this is going on today. They tried to take over in 1933. Try to take over in 1963. That resulted in four great men, one of which I don't agree with the politics, but four great men that really wanted to help their people were assassinated by the cabal. The Pentagon, the Illuminati assassinated four great men, one of which, again, I'll say his politics I don't agree with, but his heart was in the right place. They were JFK, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Malcolm X. They were against the Illuminati. They were members of the Freemasons. Kennedys were a member of the Illuminati. Boulay Society, Martin Luther King, and Malcolm X was the Muslim. I don't agree with his politics, but he went to Saudi Arabia. He went to Mecca. He found out that the true root of Islam was peaceful. However, the Vatican created in 1920 the Muslim Brotherhood. The Vatican created the Muslim Brotherhood to destroy Islam from the inside and create the war yet to come. Oh, yeah. And the Vatican created Islam in the 6th century to take control of the descendants of Ishmael, of those that Arabs that would not convert to Roman Catholicism. Then they created religion in the 6th century for them, like they did Protestantism in the 16th century for those that didn't embrace Roman Catholicism midway into the Inquisition. Family has all been controlled. Evidence is clear. The United States was, after World War II, 1945 was a major year of change. CIA was formed. The Nazis about 10,000 scientists, politicians. Adolf Hitler, oh yeah, Mengele, were all brought to the United States and South Argentina. Our paperclip. We didn't lose the war, or we didn't win the war, we embraced it. The Nazis stayed in America and the communists remained in Europe. No difference. We just continued it. That's why Kosovo and Albania, Operation Fiend. Now, what you got going on here is the President of the United States, which is nothing but the president of a corporation. That's all he is. Low level. Is linked up to the Merovingian bloodline, the Illuminati in England. Queen Elizabeth and such. Lower level cousins. The Vatican, etc. The United States has its own Illuminati of the corporate elite. Council of Foreign Relations. Therein lies the conflict between the Illuminatis of America to get rid of the president who is servant to the monarchy. There's your so-called coup. Is one evil to replace another. That's why you have the Boykins and Wesley Clarks and all them pretending to be on your side, and they're absolutely not. It's really just a battle of who wants to control the world and to make the United States the Great Atlantis, as formed by Sir Francis Bacon, to be a reality. Is this a little complicated? I hope I haven't confused people, but this is what's going on. General Butler screwed him up. You know, another attempt was in 1984 to 87. Reagan, Carter, Oliver North, Giafrida, FEMA. They failed. Seven, it didn't transpire. Now, it mentioned on there about the populist president, elected four times, and FDR, Churchill, Japanese elite in mid-20s, planned Pearl Harbor. Got quotes, got dates, got people, got times. But here's your populist president. And I got new listeners, that's why I'm going to give you this quote. And my regular listeners, you know what I'm going to do, don't you? But after hearing what you heard, here's what FDR said on March 4th, 1939. The real FDR. In front of three congressional committees as evidence. And Senator Lund, a member of one of the three committees. In 1950s, he sent a copy by mail to Red Fog, to William G. Carr, who wrote Red Fog Over America, for him to put in the book, which you can find a copy. It's not well known, but that book is hard. The original book, which I have a copy, is hard to come by. You can find a copy, but it's around. And here's what FDR, the real FDR, which represents all the other presidents in our history, except for the ones who was assassinated. This is the real presence of our country, working for the Illuminati, the monarchy. President Roosevelt is just another one. He said, and I quote, President Roosevelt, in 1939, on March the 4th, 6 years after Sidney Butler blew the whistle about a military coup, and 2 years before Pearl Harbor, that they had planned already almost 8 years before. Here's what FDR said, quote, behind closed doors, I'm making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. See, he knew. Continuing. I am putting my people, and that's Illuminati, ahead of all instruments, that's the American people. I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war and a war only. To hell with American people as far as the democracy is concerned. It doesn't. It never did, and we will never let it happen that way. For I'm going to crush business, infest America with all the aliens possible. And the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My new deal is a failure, and I know it. But no one else will tell me I must discontinue my present activities and program. Unquote. Now, I thought that was a wow quote. I did some more research. And I found out almost 100 years before, an ancestral cousin of Roosevelt, they keep it in the family, you know, Clinton Roosevelt, he wrote a document, which I have a copy of, The Science of Government, Founded on Natural Law, in 1841. That document, very comprehensive document, by the way, The Science of Government, Founded on Natural Laws, it was nothing more than a plagiarized version of the teachings of Professor Adam Weishaupt, who was a Jesuit at Frankfurt University in Germany. A Jesuit priest. He also arranged for the agent tour of the Illuminati to infiltrate in the French Freemasonry, 1776. Well, this document by Clinton Roosevelt, Science of Government Founded on Natural Laws, was passed on by Manzini, the creator of the Mafia, and a link between Adam Weishaupt and Roosevelt, and forgot a name. I usually don't forget names, but he passed it on to Karl Marx to write the Communist Manifesto. Karl Marx, who wrote the Communist Manifesto, did nothing but plagiarize it. He didn't write it. He plagiarized it. And now you know the truth. You won't find that in history books. That's why the history books are just corrupt. They're lies. Now, family, here's the problem. Here's the situation. The so-called truth tellers are telling you the same thing I'm telling you. Because now, they want you to know this. They're telling you how the country was formed, is that the founders were deists, and the Constitution, all the, everything I'm telling you now, they're telling you, you see. But here's the rub to it. It falls in line with another plan they have. And this was determined in an investigation in Canada of five parts of a plan to destroy the United States and Canada as nations. One particular part of it was this. Quote, in their investigation in Canada by Mr. H.H. Stevens, member of the Parliament, that the Illuminati will provide just enough evidence in the public free press to disgust the public. And it gives the public the feeling that it has been proven so rotten that any change would be for the best. But the news reports do not disclose any connection between the international capitalist Illuminati, who organized a gigantic conspiracy, and subversives, mafia, nihilists, all those, in the underworld who put the plans into effect, unquote. So they want you to know how evil the government is worldwide. This goes along with another plan of the protocols that they have. So everybody will see how evil religion is, how evil that the government is, so you'll embrace the New World Order, which will be 10 times as evil. But it won't appear to be such. Family, this is the organization of Satan playing a dialectic on you. So they got to hide the Bible. They got to hide Jesus Christ. They got to set you up. Boy, it's been going on for generations. Don't let them do it. Pray the Holy Spirit. Take Jesus Christ as your Savior. Oh, that's right. Albert Pike was the one I was trying to think of. Albert Pike wrote the plans for the New World Order from 1875, 1873 to 1945. His writing of the plans, Morals Dogma, Albert Pike, furthered the plans of Adam Weishaupt from 1776 to 1870s. And then he wrote from 1870s to 1945 his plans. Your history had been pre-planned all along. Are y'all getting it? I mean, some of y'all, do you understand what I'm saying here? How massive what I've said already? That history is already pre-planned ahead of time? This is Satan's way he's allowed to bring in a new world order. That will be his undoing. Now, there's more about this bonus army, but what I see coming in May is another attempt. And all they got to do, family, is get those veterans there with those microchips in their bodies and get them to march. Now listen to me. All right? That's all they got to do. Get them to march. And inside that march, there will be infiltrated Freemasons, law enforcement officers, that's Freemasons, or part of the felons that's attached to the, oh, you heard me right, to the precincts coming out of prison. That's another story. I've done a study on it. And they will start a riot if this is the time. But all they got to do is target that grid square with 10 to 11 hertz of ELF transmission against those microchips, and you'll have yourself a riot they will never be able to stop. Now, if you go on my website, watchmenforjesus.com, and if you also check on the right-hand margin the study I've done about the suicide conspiracy, you follow that and you'll see how it can be done. Family, seek Jesus Christ. The King James Bible is irrefutably the only true word of God on the face of this planet. And those that deny it, family, get away from them. Do your own research to find out why. Don't take my word for it. But do your own research. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to talk a little more. It depends about the bonus army. But the reason I won't talk about it is because it's going to be a parallel with May coming up. But also I want to talk about primarily tomorrow the Christian Identity Movement, Hebrew Roots Movement, Sacred Name Movement. These are all connected. You'll find a connection with James Dobson, Family Research Council, Boykin, Westboro Baptist Church, Arnold Murray, Herbert Armstrong Cult Groups, Shepherd's Chapel. They're all connected. Council of National Policy, right wingers. There is your contrary, the contrary present staff, the present connection to the monarchy. There's your division, the same one that Butler was being approached by. I just wonder sometimes if they really know what they're doing, if they realize they're setting themselves up. Do they really think they're going to win? And when they win, it's not a win at all. But they won't. The revival of the Holy Roman Empire is yet to come. That's the bottom line. And Illuminati is always one step ahead, always. But God already knows the end from the beginning. And they will go down. But there's lots got to happen before then. If you take Jesus Christ as Savior, there's no fear of the unknown. Because then you'll have the known. Just don't be shaken. Double study. I'm going to talk about creation. The three heavens, how it's organized, and hopefully get to the principalities, how they're organized. And Bible study will be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. 4 days. And how this all links it to what I'm talking about today. This is how Satan works. The supernatural is real. And those Harvard professors, Stanford, MIT, just name one, that don't understand the supernatural, that means their books are worthless. Because the supernatural is the reality. And we humans are in the middle of it. It's a testing ground. This is boot camp for heaven. Failure is going to hell. It's in the Bible. Well, not the boot camp part. But taking Jesus as Savior, using His Holy Word, if you take Him as Savior, you say, I'm born again, then how can they use the other Bibles? How can they go against Jesus? How they can support this Yeshua, or whatever it is? They're not there, family. So now, tonight, Bible study, 7:30. It'll be an hour and a half from now. And remind you that we are also up in, we're played randomly at highportradio.net. And this is John Kirkler, highportradio@yahoo.com, highportradio@yahoo.com. I got a tendency to talk fast. Sorry. And we're also played in Colorado by KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network. We're simulcast on occasions. Monday nights, RevelationRadioNetwork.com, RevelationRadioNetwork.com. And then in the future, if you would, I just want to see where we are. I'm back on TalkStream Live. And just click, put Thomas Campbell, if my picture's not there, and just click, and it'll bring you right back to the page, and we'll see how we're getting out. My Facebook, that's TalkStreamLive.com. My Facebook is Watchmen for Jesus, and we have a lot of going on. Matter of fact, past 7 days, 84,000 people visited. I'm like, what? Oh. So, family, the idea is to spread the gospel. If I'm wrong somewhere, please, someone give me the scriptures. Give me the evidence. Check it out if I'm wrong. But challenge it. Don't let me, you know, don't take my word for it. Man, you do it yourself. If I say something just out of this world, you think this can't be true. Well, go look for it. Search it out yourself. So you'll know. Man, don't even use me as a reference. You know it. It's about knowledge, increasing knowledge, because God's going to give it to you. Pray and take Him as your Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the bottom line. And use the right Bible. And you know why you should use the right Bible? One basic reason. It's got all the verses in it. And the others don't. And the others don't have it. Then you trash them. Put them in a box somewhere. Get rid of them. Because it don't have the verses. That means they're corrupt and perverted. Didn't even be an example. But these are high-level people that are denying the King James Bible. And they can never offer, ever, never offer an alternative. Because they have the nefarious agenda of turning you away from the truth. But let God judge them. But it's our responsibility to point it out and not be quiet. They call it judgmental. That's because they're afraid. That's because they don't know what else to say. It's correcting, as I indicated 2 hours ago. It's about correction, not judgment. Y'all have a good night. And we'll see y'all tonight. It's going to be my Bible study, 7:30. And then tomorrow, 4 o'clock. And we'll continue on. So I appreciate y'all's visit. We had a thrill. We went up to quite twice as many today we did before. And we're doing okay. This isn't for everybody, because it's scary stuff. It really is. But y'all hang in there with the Holy Spirit. Get in touch with your Holy Spirit. Because God, the Word, which is Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit are one and the same. 1 John 5, verse 7 is clear. Thomas, one of the disciples, said, "My Lord, my God," when he saw Jesus with the holes in his hands and feet and the slit in the side. Thomas says it right there, "My Lord, my God." Jesus says he's God in so many words. Through his ministry here, during the time of his ministry. The Bible confirms that Jesus and God are the same. And Jesus was a Jew of the Hebrew Israelite lineage. People trying to get him to say no because they're coming up with the Hebrew roots movement. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus. Yeah. You got it now? Oh, they sneaky, 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 sneaky. Y'all have a good night. Stay sharp. Get close to God through Jesus Christ. This is Watchman for Jesus. God bless. Signing off.
The love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
God bless. Signing off.